Okay, we're moving on in Siman Shin Chav Gimel. I would like to get to. We need to speed up a little bit. We're page 306, Siman Shin Chav Gimel Siv Dalet. A little bit more about the halachas. Actually Siv Gimel. A little bit more about the halachas of buying and selling on Shabbos. Mutar lo yimaneh chaveiroi. You are allowed to tell your friend. Tell li beitzim egoizim beminyan. You are allowed to tell your friend. Give me eggs, give me nuts, or any items, beminyan with a certain amount. So the thing here is that, let's look at Sifkot Yudalef in Mishnah Berurah, beminyan with a certain amount. You tell your friend, asor esim, any 10 eggs or 20 eggs, it makes sense for the person to give out and to know how much he's giving out. Is it 10? Is it 20? Shalito like if you are tzurich, they should only take as much as required. The reason why he's mentioning 10 or 20 or figure doesn't need to be necessarily for financial, for cost, for pricing purpose. It could just be because that's how many he needs. So you'll have to tell your friend, although your intention is to pay him after Shabbos, I'm emphasizing that. Although the intention, maybe you're going to pay tomorrow for that, but if you say, can I have 10 eggs? Can I have two bottles of... By mentioning the amount, it's still okay. It's still okay, it's fine to do that. Yeah, so let's if it's required for Shabbos, then it will be mutter. But it's a good point. Normally you're allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. But if it's something which is required for Shabbos, it will be mutter. Siv Gimel is a little bit more, Siv Dalet is a little bit more tricky because what goes on is as follows. Now we're not talking about a chava, a neighbor, now we're talking about a shopkeeper. You genuinely are going to the shopkeeper and you're telling him, I need 4 eggs and 5 pomegranates. You're allowed to do that. So you're going to the shopkeeper, no less. To the shopkeeper. On Shabbos. Can I please have 4 pomegranates, 5 apples, and 2 cucumbers, please. You'd have to do that. Yeah. I don't think it makes a... Pardon? You're not necessarily going to the shop. You're going to the shopkeeper. He might have in his back garden, you know... in terms of Ma'aseh Ayin, it's a good question, but there is no Ma'aseh Ayin of it. Perhaps you're going to his house. Perhaps it's not something which is noticeable. So... You're going to him, telling him about beitzim and chamish remonim ublevat. What you're not allowed to do, shalayaskir shame domim. Shame domim literally means you may not mention, shame domim, the name of money. So, don't discuss with him the price. The 2 bottles are £2 each. The five boxes of, £1.50 each. So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to say, I need 4 eggs, 5 cucumbers, and 2 apples, but as long as you don't discuss with him the cost and the pricing. You're also not allowed to discuss the schum midah. The schum midah is the amount. So what this is talking about is, it's not schum midah, according to Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't mean schum midah, but he means, what this means as follows. I'm going to discuss it in a minute. But you're telling him that you've got 5 egoizim already. Tell me chamisha achem, give me another 5. So what you're not allowed to do, according to Shulchan Aruch, is the following. You say to the person, to the shopkeeper, you say, listen, I've got already you go to say, can I please have 5 cucumbers? I've got 5 cucumbers already, which I still owe you. Please give me the total. We'll discuss the total. So I want to have a total of 10. So if you get to a total, the point of it is that the Shulchan Aruch asks us, is that you get to a subtotal. You get to a total. You get to a total altogether from yesterday's and today's purchase altogether. So you are allowed to go and tell him, can I please have 5 cucumbers? And he gives you 5 cucumbers and you go home with it. And tomorrow you're going to pay him. That's fine. What you're not allowed to do is you say, okay, I'm going to pay, we need 10 cucumbers altogether. I took 5 yesterday, add another 5 today. If you are making a total, a grand total of the purchases, that you'll be allowed to do on Shabbos. That's called schuminyan.
Now, continue to Ramah. The Ramah is more meekil. The Ramah says, V'chein b'schum domim, eina osu l'b'chei ha'gavne, sh'oimel ten li b'kach v'kach domim, v'yelecho b'yodi kach v'kach, aber b'lav achishori.
What you know how to do with the Ramah's case is, you're going to tell him, I need a 5 pounds worth of eggs, please. That wouldn't be allowed to do. Because here again, you're talking about the money, and that would be osu. V'chein b'schum mit, d'afke, b'chei ha'gavne osu, aber b'lav achishori.
The Ramah of all that if you say, I would like to have, the Ramah is more lenient, and he holds that if the emphasis is on the amount, that will be mutter. So you say 1 kilo or one bottle or one box, that will be mutter. The Ramah is matter that.
And he said, as long as you don't discuss the actual cost of it, the actual price, it will be mutter to do as discussed. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes on to a different point, which I think is probably worthwhile mentioning. And that is, what about in shul, if there is people for aliyahs? Aliyahs on Shabbos, or all the mitzvahs really, and what they do is that they put a needle for the amount. So there's 5 pounds every mitzvah. So it's 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 18 pounds. Do you know what I mean? And they stick there the needle, which nowadays we don't do with a needle, but we do with a clip, and they put like a kind of. Yeah, I don't know, like a pin or a needle or something. And that's how they remember how much the mitzvah is. That mutter also to do on Shabbos? I'm not talking about creation of a hole, because there's a hole there already, but you're actually inserting it in the appropriate place. How much is there any problem with that, yes or no? And why? It's fine. You're saying it's fine. Why? Because everybody does it, so it must be fine. Yeah, no, I'm saying that's a good swallow, perhaps. So, but the Mishnah Berurah is very bothered about this. And the Mishnah Berurah says that actually you've got over here a problem of, the Mishnah Berurah goes into that, if you look in the bottom of the first column over here, it says, also lasers came, though also they stackle by Usuksab, because of Eschumamos. You're not allowed to read a text, which is a financial text, because of the Gzeira Drabon of Shtorei Hedyoitos. Anything which is a shtar, a contract of financial purpose, is also to read on Shabbos because of Shtorei Hedyoitos. And he said, this really is a Shtorei Hedyoitos. It's a contract. It's a kind of contract. It's a text, which is financial, which is cost related. It's about how much money it is. Now, the fact that it's for mitzvah purpose, Mishnah Berurah is not interested in that. He says, ultimately, this is Shtorei Hedyoitos. And he said, this is also. And he says, And then he says, not only that, he says, I'm reading, if you look in Sifkot and Chof in Mishnah Berurah, let me read the words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Those who are accustomed to do before Shabbos. People write before Shabbos about the debts, how much he owes me, how much I owe him. When tomorrow the acquisition is, when you finish off the deal, you give him the wine. See, people pay for wine before Shabbos. The case that he's talking about is that you go to the shop, you don't have space at home. You don't have space for another bottle of wine at home. So you go to the shop and you pay him for it. And then on Shabbos you go, and that was all on the Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos you go and you actually take the bottle of wine. Now, how is he going to remember whose bottle of wine did he give and who did he not give a bottle of wine? So what he does is, what he's doing is inserting a needle. You have credit there. You paid him. You've got credit. All you're doing is you're taking the wine on Shabbos. Now, in order for him to keep record how many bottles of wine he actually gave you, he puts needles in the thing, and that's how he knows how much he is covered. So also lasers came to also this taka boys exception is number shum amos to have shtoy idiotes. So that's going to be also, because that's also shtoy idiotes. And he continues. For gam asiyas and the common mania, gam ken also in lochal agat chiles, and even making holes, perforations also on Shabbos. To also lichtu biskoas merav Shabbos chumos.
Now I'm going over 3-4 lines. The gabet stocker, and with regards to the gabet stocker, she'ef shadim mutom bepiskos litin al shem ish lizikoren, mishum dav chefze shemayim makes it. Perhaps the fact that chefze shemayim makes it better. Kmo shikos asim in shin zayin, mekomokim tov lehach meichad ef shad begarin chiyotz baze. Chenuag ekutmonim says he doesn't like it. So again, this goes in two stages. The first point that the Mishnah Berurah covers is if you go to a shop, somebody gives out wines. That's the case that he discusses. But you don't have some wines in your house on Shabbat. You don't have any way to keep it. So you go to the store before Shabbos and you pay the shopkeeper. You pay him on credit. You give him a certain amount of money. That's how, and he keeps the record of it. That's all before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you go to the shop and you take the bottles of wine. You may take 2, you may take 4, you may take 5. Now he, in order to keep cheshbon of how much he gave you, what he's going to do, he's going to put needles in, he's going to make a perforation in his paper where your name is written. And like this, after Shabbos, he knows you took 5 bottles of wine and he's going to deduct it off the credit that he has. No, because you gave £100 because it should last for the next few weeks. I'm talking about Eov. There's an Eov there. So you took 5 bottles, he makes 5 holes. Exactly the same thing. Yeah, absolutely. Now, in terms of the transaction, it is mutter. The transaction per se is okay. What the Mishnah Berurah is bothered about over here is actually a side point, which is shtoreh hedyotos. That, yes, the business transaction is fine. You'll have to pay in credit and you pick up the wine on Shabbos, that's fine. But ultimately, what he's doing over here is making a perforation on a card, on a paper. And that is also, you're not allowed to look at a list like this, at a paper like this on Shabbos because of Gzeirah of Shtoreh Hedyotos. He also doesn't like making the whole perforation on Shabbos. He said that's also not right. But certainly the Issa is because of Shtoreh Hedyotos. That's point number one in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah then moves on and he says, well, that reminds us of what the Gabbat Stoker do in Shul when there's Aliyahs. The Gabba will do something very similar. He will take the cards now, I don't know, with your name. And he's going to put there. How is he going to do it? He's going to put a clip. He's going to say whether it's about the 18 pounds, about a 50 pounds, about a 100 pounds, or whatever it may be. He's going to do that. And he says that surely that's also a problem of shtoreh hedyotos because it's a financial reminder. And this is shtoreh hedyotos. So he says, okay, true. It's chafetz shemaim. These are needs of shemaim. These are mitzvah purpose as opposed to mundane matters, but at the end of the day, this is still shtoreh hedyotos. Is that it makes it a little bit better, but it is right to be machmir in this matter. It is right to be stringent and not to do that. And if there's any alternative ways, which there is, the alternative ways, then one should do so. Yeah.
So not in this one, I know, but in certain modern Orthodox shuls, on Yom Kippur they have an appeal, and they have a card, and in the card it's got holes, and you put a bit of string around in the hole to say how much you're going to donate for what they call the Kol Nidrei appeal. So they have to make £100, £20, or other. So by putting...
L'chayre should be the same. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is proper to be machmir. It is proper to be machmir.
It's not a contract. It's by you putting in the, let's say, £100.
It is not a contract. You're not obliging yourself in any way. It's not a commitment, but yes. Maybe that's a good spot. Maybe. Perhaps. Perhaps. I don't know what to say because Lichoira, I don't think it's true to say that is the Minik and that was the Minik. I saw a few years ago, I went to Hungary and then I saw in an ancient shul, it was very interesting to see still some things around which are from the pre-war years. One of the items I saw there was precisely that. So there's a shul in Hungary, a massive shul. It was on the side. It was specifically for the mitzvahs, for the aliyahs. It was like a whole board. It looked very, very beautiful. I wanted to make it. And I wasn't successful. It was a beautiful, it said there, all the aliyahs. It said all the aliyahs, Cohen, Levi, etc., Hagbah, Glit, everything. And then it was like all, and then it was like different type. It was like stones. Very, very nice. Stones which all represented a certain amount, and there was like a special area that you take the card and you put it there and you'd add the name to it, so you'd have the name and the aliyah and the amount and you put it together like this. You had the clear picture. There was a few of that. It looked very, very, very interesting, but the reason I'm mentioning it is because
you can see that the minig was, it was not, this surely should also be l'chayres. It's no different than what we've got nowadays in terms of shtar idiotis. And if this was the minig already for, it appears for a long time, it's a well-established minig, and although the Mishnah Berurah says it's right to be machmir, but yet it seems to have been a very, very well-established minig for many generations already. Sif hey. Okay. Hamevi kode yain b'mokem lemokem. Now this is moving on. He's moving on to a completely new topic, which is the issa, which is mentioned on the issa of uvdu dechol related on Shabbos. And what he brings is the following case. Hamevi kode yain b'mokem lemokem. A person who brings kadayin, barrels of wine, from one place to the other place. Lo yaviem pesal nu bekupa kedeichol. You want to schlep wines, so you may not bring this pesal nu bekupa kedeichol. This is the equivalent of a large box. You may not take pesal nu bekupa. Literally means like sal means a bowl, and kupa means like, well, it's basically a box. You may not take lots of wine in a big large box kedeichol like you do on weekdays. I pictured, like, I think in my imagination, it's like, you know, the Tesco crates, that kind of thing. You may not schlep those around. Elo, but yevim lefonov, you may take in front of you, lefonov, in front of you, hoy al kseifoy, or you take it on your shoulder, you've got to do it in a different way. To not take a crate, a box full of wines, but you've got to take them individually, either on your in a different manner by taking it on your shoulder or ahead of you. Even although he may be more difficult for you to do so, it may be more difficult for you to take the wines like this. You're going to have to end up going 10 times to get the wines across, but nevertheless, it is better to do so. If you're unable
to change your manner of transporting the wines, keep going. Such as Shimon Oichen Habi, you've got lots of guests and visitors at home. You've got to hurry up. They all need their drinks already. You can't schlep for the next half an hour drinks across. Mutter then will be permitted to take a big box and schlep them around. Some say that if it is better to not to go many times, for this is even if there's not many guests, in a standard case, you've got many drinks that you need to bring across. Is it taka better to go many times, or is it okay to take the big crate? So the second opinion I hold, if not, it's better to go once with a box. It's better to go once, even if it's a whole type of box. Nevertheless, it's better to go once than to go many times.
So Abayi said, this is an interesting shayla over here. We're touching now on something which is like it's a sensitivity, really, because you've got over here a way of, you need to bring many bottles of wine across to your dining. You've got in the shed, you've got the bottles of wine, of drinks, and you need to bring them to the dining room table. How do you do this? Two ways of doing it. On a weekday, you just put it all in a box, and you take all the bottles in a box, and you bring them across. That's what you do on weekdays. We're learning how Shulchan Aruch tells us now over here that on Shabbos, don't do that. A big box like this looks like you're schlepping, looks like you're doing deliveries on Shabbos. So you may not do so. You have to do it in not the normal way. What's the not normal way? You take one bottle, you put it on the shoulder, you take it like this, you take it like that, and that's how you're going to go. You're going to end up going far more times, but it's still better. Now, we were learning something which is very interesting. According to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, what is more work? To go once, what's harder? To schlep once 10 bottles, or to go 10 times across? What's more work? A few times. I agree with you. I think it's much more work.
It's going to depend.
Why is it going to depend?
Because we're assuming that there's an eruv. So from where you're taking the...
It could be in the back garden. We're not necessarily talking about crossing issues.
Right. So if you're taking... Because they're going 5 paces from, you know, one room to another... then it's going to be easier to make.
Well, the assumption is that since that you would do, that's the way you do it on a weekday, to take one big box and put all the boy. My assumption is that's the easier way to bring them across. And it's the more practical way. Now, we're learning that No, on Shabbos, the first opinion says, don't do that. You're going to have to go 10 times across and 10 times back, because it's not Shabbos day to do deliveries, to take a box and take all the barrels of wine in there, to go across once with a big box like this. It's not Shabbos day, and you don't do that on Shabbos. Rather, go 10 times across. Schlepping chairs. So I'll tell you what the Mishnebura said in Zivkot Nchov Aleph. Lo yaviem liten shloisha abo kadem, three or four barrels of wine. He's also besuch kupor lesoim to schlep and put them in a box to carry them. That's wrong. Why is it wrong? Meshun denirikem demaise choil. It appears like a weekday activity. Lo says to carry masos loads. So you may not do so because it looks like you're carrying loads. I would therefore argue that schlepping chairs is not also, and is not within that category, because we're talking about schlepping loads, which you need, the chairs is not within the category. We're talking about, yeah. So I would, perhaps, it's a good shaila, but I would say that Mishnah is not included. Rabbi say, this is again a proof that when we talk about Shabbos, when we come from the drush side, from the agadata, from the philosophy side, and Shabbos is about not working, it's about Yom Menucha, and it's about relaxing and to be noch on Shabbos and all that, which is probably to large extent true. But over here we're saying that it can't be the full truth. It can't be the absolute truth, because over here what you've got to do is you work harder, as long as it's not in a weekday manner. Again, why? How do I know that? Because it's harder to schlep 10 times, Chaim Paskins, and I think he's right, then that to go 10 times across is more work to take once a number of bottles. Do you agree with that? And yet, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says you've got to do, because it appears that you're doing a weekday activity. So the truth is that, let me just, if it's not possible, if you are not strong, but you can't do it, then you should do it as you could. It doesn't mean that you can't. Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, if you can't do it, do it once. It's the ideal way.
What happens if your weekday way of doing it is to do
then you have to, the weekday way of doing it, then
do we say, look, and we don't care that you normally slept 10 bottles 10 times, you have to do it like...
No, I would say that you should do the same way you do it on weekdays. I would say so. Interesting shayla as well. Lemaaseh Shulchan Aruch then says that there's cholkim v'yesh oim delemad beiluch adif. Some say that it's better yet to go fewer times, and rather you should schlep the box on one go. So this is a machloikis. How do we pasken? Is it like the stam of the yesh oim? How do we normally pasken, Rabbi Yisai? What's the rule when it comes to Shulchan Aruch saying a formal opinion, then it says yesh oimrim? Yes, Shulchan Aruch. One of the rules of the Shulchan Aruch is stam. Because this is a plural. It's yesh oimrim. It's rabbim. It's many, so it's halachik rabbim. Stam v'yesh oimrim, halachik rabbim, halachik yesh oimrim. If it's yesh v'yesh oimrim, then you'll be halachik stam. But over here, so the yesh oimrim say that you should only go once. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Bura, is not so convinced about that, and he says that it's a bit of avshemilza, and it seems to be more noted that you should rather do it if there's other yidden who see you and are watching your work. You should rather do it in the non-weekday manner, and you should go many times across. That's what the Mishnah Bura, seems to be mechalik between if there is people seeing or not. Okay, but that's that. Now,
can I ask the Lemaisa question?
Yeah.
So, this whole thing, so is it like Marasayan, that once the Chachamim came along and said, this is what's called Abdi Dechol and this isn't, and you can't create your own Abdi Dechol going forward, or do we say that every generation and every epoch has its own
Abdi Dechol?
No,
I think that's the former. I don't think we make our own Abdi Dechol. I don't think we are able nowadays to create our Uvdu Dechol. So there is certain things which look... So if somebody asks us going on with a scooter on Shabbos, in a place there's an Eruv, because of Uvdu Dechol, that sounds like a big Chiddush.
I'm sure I saw in Shabbos Kilchosei that there are certain things like a briefcase, which is
the Chol. I don't know about that. I don't know what Tzibshem Zalman. Could be. It's a, I don't know.
Because they didn't have briefcases.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like a Chiddush.
If something is also because of the Chol, and actually no one does it like that anymore,
anyway,
so to actually do it differently would be more of a...
I don't know. I'm not sure. Good question. I know the closest that you remind me is that Moshe is about the Shabbos clock challenge. Moshe says that it would be included in Uvdu the Chol, but the Maaseh, it's not. Okay, we'll carry on. See you tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Wish you all a very good evening. Okay.